science is dead unless it changes us. We're looking for science to change the way we actually act. I call this our directional rudder. We have a rudder that's going to point us in one direction or another. If we're not using science to change the way we act, we're not actually effectively using science. So we use that observation that it extends both back into history. How many of your children just love history? History seems to be a real strength of homeschoolers. And when you combine the history and the science, you tend to get a little more success with your students. And then we also delve into it deeply enough to make really good connections. Now, the beauty of taking children through a very complex, very involved ecosystem study like this, it takes us about 12 weeks, is that children very rapidly grasp this. They see the beauty of the creation. They see that everything, the mosquito has its role, the buffalo has its role, the little prairie dog has its role, the freshwater mussels have a great role. They can begin to put these pieces together. And this is what we call an interdisciplinary study, where we're using a whole lot of elements of science to come together and describe a problem. And once we describe a problem, we can begin to change.